Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. Jack Stahl is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jack is a new friend. He is former president of Coca-Cola from 1979 to, I believe, to well into the 90s. And he's also former CEO of Revlon. And he was named the most admired, the company, Coca-Cola, was named the most admired corporation in America during his tenure as president. He now serves on a number of boards. He's doing some teaching, and he's written an outstanding book on leadership called Lessons on Leadership. He's our new friend, Jack Stahl. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much.
It's it's as close as Jack, I've written two, and I've decided this is it's as close as a man can get to experiencing childbirth. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was very painful. I'm not sure I'd want to compare it to that experience.
I said as close as we can get.
I think you're right.
Jack, I want to get into the book, but before we do, I gotta ask you this question. Now, when New Coke was being developed and marketed back about 1991, something like that?
A little bit earlier, actually. It was 1986, I believe.
Was it? Okay, I'd forgotten how early that was. Now, you were on sabbatical that year, right? You didn't have anything to do with it. No way you would have let that happen, right?
Well, I wish it were that simple. I was actually at the company at that point in time.
I know you were with the company, but I'm giving you a chance to say you weren't there when all this was going on.
No, in fact, I was. I was right in the middle of it. I was the company's contact with the investment community at that time. Mm-hmm. And so I had the responsibility for explaining our thinking to Wall Street about why we were changing the formula. So it was a real busy time. You can imagine that.
Well, it's got to be one of those classic times I think people will be writing about that for a long time. But I got to ask you, I know what you were feeling, but what were you guys thinking?
Well, at the time, this was the mid 80s, we were looking for a way to continue to strengthen Coca-Cola's performance in the marketplace, and we had a new formula for Coca-Cola. We had done a tremendous amount of testing and market research, and it showed mm-hmm. that consumers liked that new taste. And we launched it. What we missed in the process, what we didn't appreciate, was the consumer's emotional connection to Coca-Cola.
Right. Including me, by the way.
So we were into it about 45 days, and we were getting on the order of 20,000 letters a day from consumers in the United States saying, bring back the old Coke.
A black market was created. You know that, right?
Yeah, there was hoarding the old product and looking for ways to hang on to it. So what we did was we said, look, let's reverse course. Let's bring back the old Coke. And
pardon me, Jack, but that was an extreme leadership moment, wasn't it?
Well, I think it was because, and I talk about this in my book, it required us to be very humble with the American public and acknowledge that we had kind of not understood their connection to the brand. And in bringing it back, we said, look, we're going to bring back what you want. We're going to keep the new Coke out there because the taste is a good one, but we're going to give you back Coca-Cola in the form of Coca-Cola Classic. And it was a very humbling move for us and the company, but we got applauded for it by the American public for reacting.
And, of course, the new Coke finally went its own way. It's in the history books now. I wanted to bring that up, number one, because I wanted to hear what you had to say and wanted you to tell my audience what was going on at the time, but also that was a very extreme leadership moment, and of course that was also before you knew that people would pay money for water, isn't it?
Well, that's right. Later in that same period, bottled water became a growing phenomenon.
who knew, right?
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a quote from Jack's book. I believe that the keys to any successful organization are the quality of its leadership and its ability to effectively devise and execute a plan. Jack, talk to us about that.
Well, I think that's true for a small business and a big business. I think planning is so key, and it means deciding what you're best at as an organization and deciding what your service and your product represents. For Coca-Cola, it was about being genuine and having great taste, being authentic, and that meant every action that we took from that point had to drive those elements of our brand. And whether it's a small business or a bigger one, determining what your brand is and building a plan to maximize it day in and day out, I think is a key to any success.
You know, Jack, you were talking, you used the word brand a number of times in just a few seconds there, and that is so classic for people who work in big businesses. It is, sadly, it's not the kind of words, not the kind of word that the small businesses use nearly enough. What would you say to small business owners, all these leaders out there, the millions of small business leaders out there, what would you say to them about their own brands?
Well, I think whether it's a small manufacturing company or a restaurant, I think, you know, if it's a restaurant, for example, I'll use that example, maybe the brand is made up of the quality of the food, maybe it's the friendliness of the atmosphere, maybe it's great service. And if those are what makes up that service, drive it. Make sure that everything from your wait staff to your signage in the store reinforces the quality, reinforces the friendly atmosphere. And those attributes are what makes up a brand, and that's what people will want to stick to and pay for.
And there's no reason why a small business can't own and dominate with a brand in their own marketplace like a big business can, is there?
Absolutely. And Coca-Cola itself started that way. It was a headache tonic that was started over 120 years ago in drugstores, and somebody stuck with it and reinforced those messages every day.
Did it have a narcotic in the beginning, in the early days? Way back?
I was on the financial staff, and I'm afraid I wasn't privy to what was in the formula, even in the later days.
That was a little bit before your time, wasn't it, Jack?
That was very much before my time.
When we come back, folks, I'm going to get Jack to talk to us about some of the steps that he thinks, what he calls the framework of effective leadership for business leaders. And one of the things we're going to talk about is, what is a high-capacity organization? Lessons on Leadership, the 7 Fundamental Management Skills for Leaders at All Levels by Jack Stahl, former president of Coca-Cola and former CEO of Revlon. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
Something here inside.
Lead singer of the Platters. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show a number of different ways, including the ability to podcast it if you want to take fair use possession. Also, find our thousands of archives of past shows and thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. And you can find our blog there. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Lots of good stuff there. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers. Now, no barrier to entry. All of our websites are free thanks to our corporate partners, whom we appreciate very much, and we hope you do too. Jack Stahl is our guest and our new friend, soon-to-be old friend. Jack is former president of Coca-Cola and former CEO of Revlon. He's the author of the new book, Lessons on Leadership. Jack, tell us where the book's available, please.
Well, probably the easiest place to find it is at Amazon.com. And I know you can find it at Barnes & Noble, as an example.
And many local small business bookstores, right?
I would certainly hope so.
They're everywhere, folks. It's an outstanding book. In fact, his handsome face is right there on the cover. That's probably worth the price of the book, right? Just alone, right, Jack?
I don't know about that. Hopefully there's some good ideas in there to help.
There are some great ideas, and I want to talk about those, some more about those. we've already talked about leadership, a little bit about leadership and management. Creating a high-capacity organization, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think for any business, the key is getting the right people around you, and I think taking the time to define for your people what skills are important to success and putting them in positions where you can give them feedback and give them the opportunity to hear from you what they're doing right, where they can develop faster in order to help drive your organization. If you get those people with those skills, you're going to have the capacity to drive growth a lot more effectively.
If you were starting a business right now and you had plenty of capital, but you didn't have the people you needed.
Right.
Or you could have virtually no capital. I mean, and you had to go find the capital. You had to create it. You had no capital and didn't know where you were going to get it. You know, it's available, but you'd have to go find it. But you are surrounded by the people you thought were really smart people. Which scenario would you take?
Well, I think the reality of it is I think both are important. So many small businesses don't plan ahead long enough to imagine and plan for all the capital that's necessary to get through a startup period. So I think that capital is important. But at the same time, if you've got a great idea and you do have the resources, then putting the right people around it is so critical. And I think if you got an idea and you got resources, then you got a shot at attracting great people.
Well, that's a good point. I just think that capital, and I completely agree with you, Jack, that the biggest reason why businesses fail and the reason why they're failing at an accelerating rate is because of they did not plan for all the capital that
right.
they need. They mostly they didn't realize that they'd have to fund the growth that they were successful in attaining.
Exactly. And I think part of the key to attracting that capital is having a good plan that lays out what's the core of your idea and then how you're going to drive your profitability and your revenue growth going forward.
Right. In your book, one of your framework elements is developing people. Now, in a small business, we hire people, we employ them, we teach them what we know, we teach them what we think they need to know to move forward and to take our company forward. But I'm not sure how much time we spend, probably not enough time, with the concept of developing people. Developing people is different from employing people, isn't it?
It is, and people use that as an excuse, I think, a lot, in terms of why they don't spend the time with their people. I used to have a goal at Coca-Cola, for example, of having about 100 one-on-one conversations a week. And that sounds like a lot, and it seems like you couldn't do it with all the demands of the market. But if you think about the time you spend in an elevator or the time you spend to and from going from meetings or just dropping by someone's office, and if you're there even for a moment, you've got the chance to ask someone how they're doing, what their challenges are, what are they struggling with, and that gives you the chance to have a conversation with a person and help him or her through a given situation. And that's one form of development. So I think just taking those moments during the course of a day or a week is one way to spend time helping your people grow.
And what I think I hear you saying is in those moments that you had with them, the moment was created by the business at hand. But what you're saying is as you're working with them, talking to them about the business at hand, look at the individual and see the individual. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. And take that time to ask a couple of basic questions about what they're focused on and what they're struggling with, and that'll tell you so much about where they are and where your business is and gives you a chance to have some input and help shape the direction.
Right, because they're not just working for you folks, they're also working for themselves. They're professionals, human beings in their own right with their own hopes and dreams, and I think you make an excellent point, Jack, and folks, this book is full of those kinds of ideas. It's called Lessons on Leadership, The 7 Fundamental Management Skills for Leaders at All Levels by Jack Stahl, available wherever books are sold. Jack, I've enjoyed having you here today, and congratulations on your book. Hope you'll come back another day.
Thank you, Jim, very much.
Yeah, see you next time. Jack Stahl, that's S-T-A-H-L, by the way, if you're Googling him. Going to take a quick break. Barbara Wetman will be with us on the other side of these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 29 after. Stay with me.
Don't surprise. I'll be with you, darling.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.